Rotatoes! We are back for episode 2, part 1 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. It's arc 13, and I love this arc so much. The birth of these silly little dumbasses, and I just think that they're perfect. Truly so perfect. I have no notes for this arc. Well, I maybe have some notes for myself, but I do not have any notes for my players. They were absolutely incredible, and they crushed it. Did you know that you can get ad-free episodes, by the way, over on the Patreon? And not only that, you can get them in their full and glorious forms, not in the part one, part two. You get the whole episode in 1 week. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to listen to the episode. So, if you want to be the first to get not only that, but also new episodes that come out months ahead of this timeline, then make sure to check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is, of course, available in the link in the description below. Thank you so much, and we'll see you very soon. Take it away, Beth Me. Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. I am your GM, Jasper William Cartwright, and to my left is Sat.
Is Satoyama. Satoyama. I feel like I gotta acknowledge that Aaron's flash was...
I put my flashlight on.
Aaron was trying to take a picture of it.
I feel like that's been happening to me more and more, yeah. Where I'm like, I'm looking down at my phone in my pocket, I see the little light. And I'm just...
We're old people now.
This has happened to me in the last, like, few months where I'm like, I've come up against technology and been a bit like, feel myself doing like the old people thing where I've got like one hand on it and I'm sort of trying to like, with my index finger, just trying to, yeah. Like, oh, what,
it's,
where do I...
It's weird because the flashlight thing is always like, I really don't think it's me. I really don't think it's me. I don't think I'm...
That sounds a lot like an old man shot in the clouds.
Yeah.
I think I'm young.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
You look and sound young, Zach. That's all I'll say.
Speaking of looking and sounding
young.
Don't
lie to him.
But I'm here sitting across from me.
It's me, John Mackey. Everybody's favorite Mackey.
What about...
Mackey D.
Name one.
My best friend from college, her name is Mackey.
Who do you like more, me or her? Be honest.
College was a while ago. Yeah, college was a while ago. Come on.
I think you're pretty tied. You're tied.
Oh, wow.
You're both great people.
I'll say the fact that you seem to sincerely mean that we're tied
made
me feel really good.
Oh, good.
And she also
true. I'm not going to lie to you.
How quickly she will drop her best friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boo. Wow.
And last but not least, sat across from me.
Yes, having made a terrible first impression in everyone else's intro, it's me, Aaron Keefe.
Hey, Aaron Keefe.
Your flashlight's on, sorry.
Oh, God, I'm so young. I'm very young. It's the phone's fault.
Very young. It's the phone's
God.
Fault. God. How's everyone feeling?
Happy to be here. Grateful.
I think I'm the personification of the noise that Zach just made.
Oh, God.
No, I'm great.
A joke. Well, me and Phoebe were like putting up a cat shelf yesterday, and we joked that if we had a show where you were, you know, like doing DIY or like, what's the
HGTV?
HGTV show, it would be called Fuck.
That's a genius idea.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Two comedians just doing basic like household tasks.
Fuck.
And
it's,
fuck.
And that
and
didn't work.
The premise is that you go into a place that somebody totally botched a renovation and try to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's premised on the idea that somebody
pretty
already
lateral.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, we'll try our best to
I
fix it.
I feel like I find it too triggering a show to watch. Yeah. Like it's like that moment where you're holding something in place and then you see the tool that you need just out of reach.
Yeah.
That for me is like the fuck moment. Like I'm like, I fuck this because I'm now going to drop this and have to reassemble the whole thing.
That's
because I can't reach the screwdriver, which is there.
You just got to use your feet.
Well, no, you got to try. You got to try.
Yeah. You just got to use your feet, Jasper. That's
solved, my man. Okay, but the genuine story, though, this is one of my wife's biggest icks with me, is that I use my feet a lot for stuff. Like, I'm really good at picking stuff up with my feet. Like, I'm really good at picking stuff up with my feet. I'm really good at, like...
It's like a towel on the ground.
Yeah, if I'm, like, walking with drinks, I'll just, like, turn the light on with my feet or whatever. And my wife just hates it. She's like, please stop rubbing your feet on stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably fair. Like, I can't, you know, it's not, I can't, yeah, fine. Yeah, I completely agree with you. It shouldn't.
You are right, but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, it's ingrained now.
That's how I would respond to that.
My dream for an HGTV show, and I want to make it so bad, it's called Nosy, and it's just me and my mom, and they let us go into rich people's houses and like open drawers and stuff around. And be like, oh my God, can you believe this couch? Just us pointing at things and saying, oh my God.
Wow. You have a gun. Just let us look around.
Good leg. What is it? I love your pool.
Mine's called Feety, where I go into rich people's homes and just
put your feet on
stuff.
Your wife will love that.
It'd be great.
Perverts and your wife will love that show.
There's a real select audience that would really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into the second episode of Arc 13. Lucky number 13.
We're having fun, boy. We're having fun.
As you enter through this strange opening.
I'm watching your head, actually, is what it seems like.
You feel the leaves, I'm assuming in your pockets or, you know, you feel them sort of shimmer slightly as you cross the threshold. There is a strange moment where everything feels like it falls quiet and you think, oh, we've crossed into some magical place, that's why, but no. You look behind you and realize that every single person in the army has stopped. And they're just staring at you.
Yikes.
Yee. Go back to business, everyone.
All with a slightly unsettling grin on their face.
Oh, no.
Hold back, silly little dumbasses. I got this. Ladies and gentlemen of the army, don't fear. I will return to you as your... blink, please. Any of you, blink. I'm begging you. A single blank.
You know what? I got this. I got this. Ladies and gentlemen of the army.
Nah.
I am not a hat. I'm a man.
Banner shoves them. I will return as your general, and I will lead you forward as a great and competent leader. I promise that these two guys will either die or kind of fade away. Wish us luck and see you soon.
And if I might add,
oh gosh,
when I was on Pampa Pampa, oh, it is bad. It is bad to look into the eyes of all the. I'm cast Gust of Wind.
To get him to blink.
You're gonna try to. Oh, it's just the eyes are drying out. We'll be back. Bye. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, their eyes.
I gotta say, actually, I'm really impressed with myself. My eyeballs must be so hydrated right now. I didn't blink once.
That was crazy.
That's crazy.
That was really crazy.
It was bad.
And it's not a visual medium. We're an audio podcast.
One more time.
Now it is.
Now it is.
That's going on the way, Truon. So, you find yourself with a little dirt path ahead of you. Tall trees around. However, the day seems to have shifted to night. There is an odd stillness. There is a lack of breeze or movement. And as you begin to trudge down this path, Fana, what is the first? What's the sort of surface level thought that you're having right now?
Trying to see if there's like any close holes or rivers that I could just push them into that I can just be alone in here.
As you guys are walking down this path, you hear Fana open her mouth and say, just going to have a look for some rivers or some holes that I could potentially push.
See if there's any shoving wells nearby.
Just says out loud.
What the hell?
Cup, what is the surface level thought that Cup is thinking currently?
If there's any sort of tree that I could kind of brush this deuter off my head. The molasses is starting to feel like so sticky that it like itches, but it's like...
Is it like when you put a Halloween costume on a cat and they're like trying desperately to get it off?
It's just like, you can see, I've lost the ability to walk normally because it's driving me so insane.
Do you venture off the path?
I don't. I think if there's any tree within like 5 feet, I would go towards it.
Okay. As you step, I just want to clarify as well, you're hearing all of your of everyone's inner voice.
Brush this guy off the head.
Oh.
That you are saying these out loud. You and you cannot stop yourself.
Oh no.
Sticky feet on my head.
So just as a fun improvisational prompt, if you want to just say surface level thoughts of your character, feel free.
Messed up if I kiss my cousin.
Butts, boobs. But boobs.
I'm not upset that Strundletee is dead.
Wow. Dark.
Wait,
I lied before. These little dumbasses are stronger than...
Wait, everybody here can hear me? I like you guys.
Oh, so sad the way he said that.
Oh, that was awful. So that was so embarrassing. I'm so glad
you
I'm not him.
Have a point of inspiration from the GM. Nice. The GM likes you too.
Nice.
Even if I'm the only one.
I like these guys. I'm going to brush him off my head.
As you step from within 5 feet of the path, can you please roll me a d20?
All right.
Boobs. Butts. Boobs.
That's butts. Only a six.
A six?
Boobs.
Boobs, butts.
Butts.
You.
Boobs.
I don't normally only think about boobs and butts, but it's the only word I'm hearing. Boobs, butts. Oh, no.
The second you step off of the path, these spectral, ghostly hands reach up through the ground and start raking at your leg, and you take 12 points of damage.
Are we full health again after the circle? Sorry.
Yes, you can have marked a long rest since the last.
Okay, cool.
Since after you went into the circle.
Great. And I didn't turn into a dragon, so I'm good.
Yes, you were good.
12 points of damage?
12 points of damage. And,
ow.
Just so that we all know mechanically, there is a new rule when we are in this place, which is that if any of you should roll a natural 1 on a skill check or receive a natural 20 against you, I will ask you to pick a card from the critical hits deck.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
This will add an extra complication to something that could happen.
Yep.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
What just happened to you? Did something just hurt you?
There's some, I don't know, some kind of bugs on the ground that are gross, like.
Well, I'm not going to worry because I am a hat.
Okay. I am...
As you slough off the top of Cup's head.
What the hell?
I guess it's finally been an hour.
There's no way it's been an hour.
Do you want to just hang out up there?
You think the time maybe works a little differently in here?
No, I don't want... I was getting a little bit nauseous up there.
You know what? It seems like there's some danger around. I think I'm going to keep you guys close just in case, so you could get hurt instead of me.
Yeah, maybe it's good for us to have a way to sort of diffuse the danger with three people who could potentially take it.
Yeah, I'm going to go into my shell and you can kind of drag me.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. I'm not doing that.
Then I'll stand between the two of you in the most dangerous spot.
Vanna, can you name me a person that you remember from your past, please?
Tiffany from before when I looked for her when I woke up.
Would you say that you had feelings for Tiffany?
I would say in my head she was like a best friend.
Best friend.
And like confidant.
You hear a little, hey. Oh my, Vanna.
Oh my God, Tiff?
You look amazing.
Oh my God, Tiff, where are you?
And you see that she has stood sort of halfway poking out from a tree. From behind a tree, like stood quite kind of still and a little rigidly, kind of half obfuscated by a tree, eyes kind of locked on you. Just, you look awesome.
Oh my God, bitch, what happened last night? I slept for 100 years.
Yeah, you did.
What?
I've been asleep for a long time.
Oh my God, how are you? I miss you.
I've been better. I could be better.
What happened? What? How can I help?
Well, I got lost in here.
Oh no, you tried to be a general?
Well, I thought I would, you know, try after you fell asleep. I didn't have much else to do.
Oh my God, that's so sad. I thought you wanted to go to culinary school.
Yeah, well, I figured I could do it afterwards.
Right.
You know, gain some life experience first. Take a gap year.
Sorry not to completely cut you off while you're talking about yourself, but guess who I hooked up with last night?
Oh my God, no way. Nibble Jack?
Yeah. Yikes, right?
Yeah, big yikes.
Unless...
He's like so dry, you know?
Yeah, unless...
Way too hard.
Yeah.
Well,
right? Unless maybe, no, you're right. It's dumb. I shouldn't have hooked up with him.
I know it's this is going to sound like a lot because I don't want to put anything on you. Because no, honestly, anything. I know you've got a lot going on, but I'm kind of stuck in this tree. Could you help?
Yeah.
Can you roll me a wisdom saving throw, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Six.
Six?
Plus five. 11.
11. You feel oddly compelled to go and help.
Well, I have these two guys here. We'll get you down in a jiffy.
Just you. It's fine. I don't want either of those creepy-looking dudes.
Thank you. I knew you'd hate them, too.
Little freaks.
Oh, my God. They're so perverted
little,
and
little
weird.
Little freaky dumbasses.
They're weird. They're yeah. Little silly dumbasses. Okay. So,
so,
Vanna walks over to the tree,
so,
like slowly and cautiously.
As you step off of the path, you get just around sort of the tree enough to see the other half of her face is melted and is sort of distending down as sort of the other half of her face turns up into a big toothy smile.
You look amazing.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
9.
Ooh.
Oh no.
You take 19 points of damage.
I love that.
As you see she
I love that
she leaps forward, digging her hands into the ground, and as she does, these same ghostly hands come up from the ground and start clawing at your front.
Ah,
and you start
bugs.
Bleeding. But you're immediately kind of snapped out of that malaise and see, you know, what this creature is. As it then it sort of scuttles back.
Fuck. Okay. Help.
What?
I'm really scared. I mean, I'm scared. I mean, I'm scared. I can't.
Use
I can't
your
lie.
Words. What?
I can't.
Use your words.
Tip. My friend Tiffany.
Say anything at all.
My friend Tiffany. Her face half of melted and then turned into a creature and grabbed in blood and I'm bleeding. Look with your eyes.
Wait, so
you're bleeding.
Where did it go? Where did the creature go?
It scurried back. Nobody? Okay, look
Wait,
at me.
Something scurried back on my feet after it scratched me up.
Okay, are we trying to one-up each other? What do we do?
So I'm in there.
Look, we're all in. This is just an example of how we're all going to be fucked up being in here, okay?
Hey. Listen, nobody listen to any voices that sound like someone you know, okay? It's a trap. Everybody stay on the path. Look at me. You're looking away from me. Look at me.
Kerb, listen.
Kerb's looking up and down.
Kerb.
I'm sorry. I have an attention problem.
I know. I know you're looking for things
listen,
to climb.
Guys, we can't look at stuff.
Kerb. Dum-dum.
You turned. You looked. You called your dum-dum and you looked.
Well, there's only three names in the... There's only two people she's talking
to. Oh, I got you.
She
got
said
you.
Kerp and then dum-dum. And it's the D. Anytime I hear somebody use a name that starts with a D, I think they're about to talk to
she
you.
She slaps both of them across the face.
God, what the hell?
Stay on the path. Don't be fooled.
God, I can't be fooled. I
don't be seduced.
I won't be.
Ovia.
What? What? Who? What?
Who?
Which one of us?
Come
I'm not scared.
Come talk to me.
Come. Okay. Where do you want
Who
me to go?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the. You don't hear.
Oh, me.
Are you? If you are hearing a siren call, this is exactly
it's,
about the speech
it's
I just
not
made.
A siren call. This sounds
around,
like a very dumb person.
You see a 12 feet tall lady with four legs.
Okay.
And long hair. However, she looks a little differently here. She looks a bit more. Filled out a little bit more flesh on the
Wow.
That was a bad way to describe that.
Hello.
But she looks more healthy. She looks more living. Now,
more sexy.
You can see, however, that she does seem to have more of an insectoid-like appearance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who? Listen. I have had opportunities to say this before, but I do taking it now. Who the fuck are you?
You wish to ask the questions now?
The questions? Is there only one questions?
Is if I ask the questions now, do I not get to ask any more questions ever again?
If that's the rule that you want to set.
I don't want to set that rule. I want limitless questions.
You want limitless questions?
Yes. To be able to ask limitless questions.
You want to be able to ask limitless questions?
Yes. Yes.
Can they hear the one-sided
exchange?
Can you
roll me a D20, please?
Yes.
Can we hear the other?
Yeah. You can hear and see this creature.
Oh.
10.
10?
Yeah.
For the next 10 minutes, everything you ask is a question.
Oh. Oh, no. Everything you ask is a question or everything you say?
Everything you say, sorry, is a question.
Fuck. You mean fuck?
Fuck? Fuck?
Vanna could have done that one because remember, she did comedy sports in high school. So she would have been all over that.
She would have won that game. Yeah.
Lady, what the fuck is going on?
Well, you serve me.
What is this with all of this serving? Everybody you... I meet is saying that I serve them? Did I agree to serve every person in the world? Because it feels like I did.
As you say that, she seems to, almost in a blink of an eye, rushes forward, and her hand grips around your throat.
No, no, just me.
Wait a second.
And you begin lift. Yeah. And you begin to lift off of the ground.
Can you please put me down? Can you please put me down?
I will put you down once you grasp the gravity of the situation that you are in, little Duter.
Well, would you explain it to me then?
Yes, I would love to. You made a pact with me.
Oh, no. Oh,
to
no?
Follow.
It was you?
Yes.
Oh.
I am Gernakht. You draw your power from me. Without me, you are nothing. You will head through these trials.
She pulls you in really close so the others can't hear.
You will become the general. And at that point, I shall assume your body and use you like a puppet. If you do not, I shall pop that mound on your back, and from it shall emerge a beetle that will consume you.
You can do all that?
I can do far more than that. Your worst nightmares.
Well, how do I win in here?
Probably should have thought about that before you made a pact with an archfey.
Would you believe that I didn't know that I was doing that?
And then the grip gets a little tight around your neck.
Why did I have to choose such a smart ass? You have your task. Get to it, little one.
We're not smart asses, we're dumb asses.
You feel a little, like, wriggle in that bump in your back, and you...
Okay. It's like we disappeared. I've never seen two people have more chemistry ever. That was insane.
You
what
think
was that?
That was chemistry?
You guys were talking into each other's mouths.
Like, see, she turns around, like, snakes her head down towards you and goes, we could have chemistry too if you like.
Hey.
Wow.
Hello. Sorry.
You too.
What am I? Chop lip? Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just getting ready to get all sad sack about me.
So, either of you wish to join my cause?
Kerb, did you hear anything that she said to me?
I heard some of the stuff, but a lot of the stuff I wasn't really listening to, or it was too quiet.
Yeah, she was talking into your mouth, so I missed some of it. You know, we are going to be on our way. It was so nice meeting you.
You too. Tread very carefully.
Thank you.
The path takes twists and turns. And if you choose the wrong path, there are great consequences.
That's funny.
But don't worry, I shall make sure to keep you alive. Till you can complete my task.
Get a room.
You want a room?
Oh, no. Sorry.
It looks like Duder's trying to think of a way to say this is a question. Yeah.
I was trying to buy him some time.
He's just shaking his head with his mouth open.
Is there a way,
Duder,
that I can fulfill my duties and not get everybody else killed? Is there only one winner in here?
There is always a choice.
Fuck. Fuck? Fuck me?
Yeah.
I guess.
You see that as quickly as she appeared, she is gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So, yeah. Do you guys want to press on down the path?
How long has it been?
God.
It feels
good question.
Like, it genuinely does feel like time works differently. Like, you can feel yourself getting sort of tired in here.
So you came off my head way quicker than I thought you would. So it must have been 10 minutes by now.
I guess, should I try to ask something that's not a question?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Sure.
I'm handsome.
You explode. No. you say, I am handsome.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
What?
It wasn't a question.
Oh, my God.
Anna.
He has been asking questions for 10 minutes. How was I supposed to know?
I think I am very handsome.
You see, as Vanna raises her voice a little bit, all these little eyes sort of suddenly open and stare at you.
Okay. I'm, guys, this is a nasty place, isn't it? This is a nasty place.
It certainly feels nasty. And you guys heard everything that she said, right?
We just...
No.
If I don't become the general, she's going to pop this bubble on my back, and there's a bug in there that's going to, I assume, try to cut my head off and kill me or control me.
Turtle past.
Turtle pie? What did it...
Beetle bite?
Turtle past.
Turtle pie? Where?
You eat that?
Well, it's for turtles. It's not made from turtles.
Oh.
That's at least if I hope it's that kind of turtle pie. I guess other people could
not
have
where
different
I'm
kinds.
From.
Wait, don't tell me.
You know, Dum Dum, you should have thought of all of this before you entered into a race that you're totally unqualified for. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I am a dragon.
Listen, I gotta let you both in on something. My entire life, I've been making snap decisions that have consequences that I'm not considering. Okay? This isn't new to me. Okay? How do you think I ended up in a pact with this lady anyway? I wanted some treasure. She said she could help me. And then I said yes. She was disguised as this other little thing. I didn't know. I don't know anything, all right? I'm pretty stupid. I'm just trying to get by, okay? So I make bad choices. But now we're all here together. And the only way that I could survive is if I survive this thing and I become the general, it sounds like.
But then we'll die.
She said there's always a choice.
Wow. I really didn't listen to much she said at all, I guess.
I barely did. But I remember that she said that there's always a choice. So if I gotta survive, and you guys might also survive, all right? And listen, how about this? I'll do everything that I can to protect you two through this. If you'll help me get to the end of this thing, and you'll help me ascend to the throne or whatever, I'll put in a good word with whoever you want to, you know, get with, Vanna. And
can I cast a web on them to trap them, to try to go on without them?
A web?
Yeah.
Do you have a spell?
I think I do.
As you say that out loud, that you will protect your friends, you see a little pixie appears and just taps you on the nose. Disappears.
I think I just made a promise. Okay. I think I just made a promise. These fucking little fairy things. Hey, I didn't.
What are you casting?
Web.
Yeah?
It fills a 20-foot cube from that point.
That becomes difficult terrain, I believe.
Yep. I'm trying to see if there's like a saving throw.
Yes. Each creature is a dexterity saving throw and a failed save. They're restrained.
Mm-hmm. It can be up to 1 hour.
Yeah, I think you can repeat the save after you.
Oh, no.
But yeah, go for it.
Sweet.
So can I get a dexterity saving throw, please?
Duder, we're never going to leave you, and I'm hugging Duder.
you see a little pixie appears in front of your face, taps you on the nose cup, and goes, God.
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 21.
Hold on, I just need to make sure I'm keeping a track of these promises.
I love this. Well, there you go. Now you get a little bit of a taste of the medicine of doing a thing that you didn't realize would have consequences.
As these webs suddenly appear, I need to text 37 for what you get.
I got 21.
21?
No, not yet.
13.
I believe that is a fate. That's a so failed, succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
As these webs appear, and do you just take off?
Yeah.
Okay. You take off in a dead sprint. Are you taking off afterwards? Or are you staying there?
I think I feel a little bit of duty here, so I'm gonna get
duty, Abuder.
Man, stop it! All right, I don't know what I gotta say to let you know that I think we can help each other. All right, this is new for me.
As you get to 30 feet away, mm-hmm. you suddenly feel a pull as though from a rope. An invisible rope suddenly goes taut between you and appears, whilst under tension, this faint, sort of wispy green sort of tether is attached round your stomach and is attached to each of your friends.
And you go and get yanked backwards.
I knocked the window out of myself.
He fell off the grape thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We'll say
so accurate.
Well, it's exactly the noise.
We will say that the tether goes from Vanna to Kerp to Duta.
Great.
And the same, you know. But Kerp essentially is in the middle. I'll say, as you run away, Vanna, you've actually pulled Kerp out of the webs.
What did you do?
I don't think we did anything. I think this place is doing all this, all right?
Listen, no.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have a pretty bad track record of getting into situations like this and getting people killed, all right? Or hurt, or leaving them, okay? But I'm willing to say, right now, wait, I gotta phrase this really.
Seems like you're really teeing up a promise.
I was literally like, there's a pixie on a tree that was just like
doing like that track stance before they take off running.
So starting block.
Yeah, starting
like,
block.
So ready, just like saying.
I need help, all right? I need help. And Ben, I know it seems like you do not want to be here with us, and you got aspirations out the ass.
What?
Aspirations.
You can't say that.
Aspirations.
Okay.
Aspirations.
You got aspirations up the ass.
Up the ass.
Around the ass. I don't know how people say it, okay? And I get it, all right? But we're going to die in here if we don't work together, I think. This feels like you already got scraped up by your best friend. You got scraped up by something. Do you guys not see that this is going to be a challenge? It's called the trials for a reason.
You're singing to the choir or whatever it is.
I know.
I'm in.
I know, Kerp. You've said you would never leave my side.
I'll never leave your side. I might go for the throne myself. We're just going to have to see what happens when we get there.
Great way of phrasing that.
I will.
As not a promise or anything.
Try my best to help you up until the moment that taking the throne happens.
Little pixie, bops you on the nose.
Yeah.
He just broke right through that sort of finish line on your shoulder.
All right, so we all agree. We all agree that we're going to work together.
Up until the point.
Where we go for the throne.
Okay.
That's a promise.
You know what? Just to make it official, that is a promise. I will work, do everything I can. I've already kind of made that promise.
Yeah, you're already locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm just double locked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, doesn't seem like you guys can do much to protect me. This already feels a little imbalanced. Feel like I'm going to have to be doing a lot of the protecting. We got Climby Turtle over here and Dum Dum, who was a hat like 10 minutes ago.
Well, you haven't seen me
in action.
He's not
a Climby Turtle. That doesn't describe him at all.
Now it's mental anguish.
Can each of you roll me a d20, please?
Yes.
I'm rolling like
trash.
Yeah, I'm rolling pretty bad, too.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh, no!
Oopsie, 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 oops.
All of us rolled under five.
That's
a natural one.
We're a fantastic team.
Get a card.
Could you please pick a card for me? Smashing, thank you so much.
Oh, no.
Jack of clubs. Exciting.
Flush. Ooh, draw four. Okay.
Draw four. Uno.
Oh, no.
Jesper,
make
stop.
A different noise.
Make a different noise? Okay.
It's perfect.
Oh, dear. Okay. As you are all stood there having this conversation, one of these spectral, ghostly hands is slowly reaching out towards Vanna, but none of you see it. So you're all in deep conversation with each other. And it holds your hand, Vanna.
Oh.
And holds it tighter.
Ow.
And tighter.
Oh.
And tighter.
Ow.
I need a strength saving throw from you, please.
Okay, hold on. 9 plus 2.
Feel all of the bones in your hand break.
Ow, 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 ow.
You are now unable to grab or hold anything in his hand. It is completely, like, it is almost limp.
Oh my god, help! Use something!
do you get it yet, Ben? This place is fucking crazy.
Help!
We're helping, I'm here! Come
ow,
here.
Oh, ow,
come
ow,
here.
Ow!
I cast Cure Wounds on your hand.
Oh, thank you.
It does absolutely nothing.
Huh. I'm telling you, this
I
place
promise
is
I did
deep.
It. It's not on me that it didn't work. It's this place is weird.
We get it.
Yeah.
We get it, place.
Is my hand broken forever? That this becomes my wing.
I don't know. It's probably dead. Your hand's probably
Your
dead.
Arm's oh my God. Probably dead.
I'll never fly again.
You don't look. Don't worry so much. You never know.
So much.
Peter, let's just go. Let's just keep walking. Let's
My
just
hand
get
is dust.
This.
Okay. Well, we all have problems right now, Vanna, okay?
Kerb starts running. Let's just get through it.
Okay, okay.
Stop running? Okay.
Like a brisk walk forward.
Vanna tries to start running, too, because she's afraid the rope thing will happen again if he gets too far
absolutely
ahead.
Will.
And I reluctantly take off.
Amazing. So as you take off at a brisk walking pace, after not too long, you find yourself in a crossroads, a fork in the road, two different paths. There is a sign above these paths, and it says, "Remember, not all is as it seems." And then, pointing off to the left, are written the words, "The Chance." Pointing off to the right is written the words, "The Literal."
Not all is as it seems.
They're flipped.
The chance.
They're flipped. The chance is the other way. The literal's the other way. They're flipped. I get it. We just got to do... We know they're flipped. We just go...
But what if they're flipped?
You think they're double flipped?
Yeah, they could be double. They could be triple flipped.
Not... fuck. Okay. Not all is as it seems. It seems that the literal's one way and the chance is the other way.
But what's the better choice anyway?
What do you think they mean? If this tree's about getting the general back...
Why are you so exhausted by whimsical things? This is the only fun thing we've encountered so far.
I'm really sorry, but a shadow lady just told me that I'll die if I don't get through this thing. Okay?
You're more peeved by this fun little sign than you were the monster that crushed my hand a minute ago.
Because the monster didn't hurt me.
That's not a good defense.
It's the truth.
Okay.
The monster didn't hurt me, so it's hard. I have sympathy.
You see these eyes open once again.
Okay, okay, okay. Let's just take a vote.
The literal chance.
The literal, it's the literal. Which way is the literal? It's saying...
The literal is pointing to the right.
All right.
So, the literal sounds like the general. Is that anything?
Yeah. Thank God you're here.
Well, the chance sounds like it's a chance at living, so...
Yeah.
And again, they're flipped.
So the literal is really the chance, and the chance is really the literal.
Exactly. I think you're exactly right.
I'm going to go left. We should all go left.
That's the chance, so it's the literal?
Maybe.
Okay.
Could be.
You know what? As a sign of goodwill,
I'll follow you, Vin.
Yeah.
No, actually, let's put it up
as
to a vote.
As a sign
so I don't
of
get...
goodwill, I will follow you as well. And if anything goes wrong, we get to blame you.
We'll put it up to a vote. All in favor of going left, raise your hand.
There we go.
Three
unanimous.
Raised into the air.
Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. You are the absolute best. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright. My players for this arc were Zach Oyama, Aaron Keefe, and John Mackey. Please don't forget that if you enjoy these episodes, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps us find new people. And if you really love the show and you want more of it in your life, you can go over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon right now and get 50% off your first month using the code AXIS50. Not only that, you'll get Arc Barks where we discuss the show. You'll also get ad-free episodes. You'll get them in their full and glorious form, no part one and part two, and much, much more. You can also sign up as a free member and get this very RSS feed dropping into your app whenever new episodes drop. So it's a no-brainer to check out the Patreon. It's in the link in the description below. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you, and we will catch you very soon. Yippee-i-yo. And if you want an explanation for why I say yippee-i-yo now, you're going to have to go to the Patreon and check out Campaign 2 of Access. Yippee-i-yo!